Hey, Freedom Seeker, my friend, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. And today I'm going to show you how to sell your course before you've built it and actually make the building process easier, much easier. It's already hard enough, my friends. Let's just make life simple, shall we? Now, if you listened to our last episode, you learned three ways to test if your course idea is profitable. And maybe you did one of those tests and got validation. People want what you're creating. You're ready to move forward. But now you're staring at this massive project thinking, how am I ever going to find the time to build all of this before I can start making money? Here's the good news. You don't have to. Today, I'm talking about pre-selling the course and delivering it as a drip course. And I'm going to show you why this actually could be better for both you and your students. Let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. So first of all, you might be wondering, what does pre-selling actually mean? I know that's a simple question, but just in case you're not really clear on what I'm trying to describe here, pre-selling means you sell your course before it's fully built. You create an outline so you know what you're going to teach. You set a start date, like you open enrollment. Then once people buy, you build and deliver the content module by module. Now I know what you're thinking, Lindsay, that sounds stressful. What if I can't keep up? Or what if the content isn't ready? I understand. And that's where the drip delivery comes in, and it changes everything. So a drip course is when you release course content to your students at specific intervals instead of giving them everything all at once. So for example, week one is module one, week two, module two, and so on. And it could also not even just be the module, because sometimes a module might have three or four videos within it. It could just be lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. I mean, it could be very simple. One thing you may not realize is Biz in a Box Solutions is also a CRM. And we have a really cool feature called Drip Course. So you can set it up to automatically email your student when their next module is ready. You choose the interval. Maybe it's every 3 days or every week, every 2 weeks, whatever makes sense for you and your content. And here's why this is brilliant for pre-selling. You're building the course just ahead of your students going through it. You don't have to scramble to create 6 months of content before you can sell anything. You're creating module one, delivering it, then creating module two, and so on. It's rhythmic. It's manageable, and it's way less pressure. So now you might be wondering, but won't students get frustrated that they can't binge on the whole thing? I know that would be my thought because I love to work ahead. You might be the same way. Actually, drip courses are often better for students in some ways, and here's why. It allows them to absorb the content. So when you dump 40 videos on someone all at once, they can get overwhelmed and they either binge watch everything and implement nothing, or they get intimidated and they don't start. I mean, there's lots of reasons why creating a whole bunch of videos and shoving it at them could be not a good idea. With a drip course, they get one module at a time. They can focus, learn, and actually absorb what you're teaching before moving on. Reason number two is it gives them time to implement. So in a good course, there's usually homework or action steps or something that the person needs to integrate into their life. If you're dripping content weekly, your students have a full week to implement what they learned before the next module drops. This creates actual results, and results create testimonials, and testimonials sell more courses. Moreover, how many people have bought a course and never finished? A lot of it is because what happens? We lose interest, we forget about it, we get busy. So reason number three is a drip course can help people stay accountable, because when they buy the course and they get access to everything, right, they lose it. They'll get it later, or they get started and then they get out of it and forget to go back. But when you're scooting an email into their inbox at a regular interval, it's a lot more manageable and more exciting. People are like, oh yeah, that's a reminder to get in and get that done. So that is a lot of good reasons why a drip course can be good for your students as well. But I want to take this even further and explain to you how a drip course can be made even more personable. So especially for those of you that are really about building relationships, this is a key, really special and important part I want to mention. So with the right tools, you can add personal engagement along the way and encouragement. So in Biz in a Box Solutions, the CRM, we have a feature called Ringless Voicemail. This lets you send a personal voice message directly to somebody's voicemail inbox without their phone ringing. Imagine this, your student completes module three, and an hour later they get a voicemail from you saying, hey, this is Lindsay with the Freedom Online Business School. Hey, I just saw you completed module three. I'm so excited for you. I'm curious, how's the course going? Feel free to shoot me a text or an email. Here's my number. How personal does that feel, right? I mean, they're not just buying a course, they're getting actual connection with you as the mentor. And the best part is, you can record these once and set them up to send automatically when students hit certain milestones. You can also use SMS text if you want, send a quick text when they complete a module. Hey, amazing work on module two, module three drops in 3 days. Can't wait to see what you do with this. All these kinds of things are just little touch points that keep these students engaged, remind them that you're a real person who actually cares about their success, and this dramatically increases completion rates. Okay, so let's bring this back to pre-selling. Here's why combining pre-selling with drip delivery is genius. You can sell it today. You don't have to wait until everything is perfect. You start by outlining your modules, set your start date, open your cart, and start making money. It's also a great way, by the way, for those of you who panic about this kind of idea, because I know you're listening to this like, I would never do that. Listen, it's okay to say this is a beta program, or for the first, 10 people who register, I'm offering a discount, something like that, so that it puts a little less pressure on you to be perfect, because it's true, you will have little things, it'll be a little clunky at the beginning, but that's okay. It's better to start moving forward than not to ever do it, or to pile up this thing of, I've got to get all of these video modules done before you launch, because you know, and I know, that will probably not happen. So this is a good way to keep you accountable too. And the other really good part of this is you get real-time feedback. So as students are going through module one, they might ask questions or struggle with something that you didn't anticipate. You can adjust module two, or throw out an extra video that you need to cover that topic. Your course gets better as you build it. That is so powerful, because if you think about it, you've put a lot of time and energy. Let's imagine you've put a lot of time and energy into mapping out your course content. And what if one module feeds on another or builds on each other, which obviously they should. If you have to go back and redo a certain module, it's easy to forget, what did I say? What didn't I say? How do I want to make it different? And it's frustrating to have to reproduce content after you've just spent all that time doing it, right? So my point is to say, when you're doing these things in little drips, it's a lot more manageable for you to make changes as you're getting live feedback from your students. So when might drip courses might not be right? I mean, there is a time and a place for drip courses, and I want to be honest with you, because it's not perfect for every situation. There's a lot of good things we just covered, but there's a couple downsides I want to mention too, just for you to be noodling on it. Number one is, if there's no homework, people could get bored. And I don't just mean like homework for the sake of homework. If your videos are short and fluffy with really no action steps, releasing one 10-minute video per week or per day is just going to feel slow. Students will definitely wish they could scoot ahead. So if you're doing a drip course, make sure each module has meaningful homework or implementation steps that take time. Downside is, number two, some people genuinely prefer to move at their own pace. There are students who want to race through everything in a weekend. That would be me. Or maybe they have a specific event coming up and they need the content faster. If your audience is like that, or your course is about that, forced drip delivery might frustrate them, but there is a solution. Start with the drip course to make it easier for you to launch and sell. We've already told you all the reasons why, but get your first cohort through the course. Get it done. Build the course module by module with real students giving you the feedback. And then once it's fully built, you can turn it into a self-paced course where students can binge if they want. You get the best of both worlds this way. You get the ease of building it as you go and the flexibility of self-paced access once it's done. Okay, so now you might be like, okay, this is all great and dandy, well and dandy, but how do I pre-sell the course? Well, obviously you need to outline your modules and set a start date, but what you really need to know is if your product is viable. Once again, you'll want to test the demand for your course before you even build all this effort. And for that, I would love to see you on Wednesday, October 22nd, because I am doing a free workshop, inviting you to this workshop where we are going to cover what makes a course profitable in the saturated market. So things that you need to know before you even get to this point. Another thing we're going to cover is how to test your demand, again, before you do the work. And last but not least, we're going to cover your ideas, like how to vet some of your ideas before launching. This is a great chance for you if you have questions or you want to take this conversation further to connect with me, ask me questions. I've blocked off 90 minutes. So at the end, we're going to have live Q&A and a chance for you to dig in and talk to me and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think? And we'll give you some guidance on that. For those of you who were like, no, I'm good, I've got this, I'm ready to launch, I'd invite you to get a free demo at bizinaboxsolutions.com/CRM because over there that software is phenomenal. You will be able to build courses till your heart's content, automate the follow-up, create the community, all of those things is all in one robust CRM solution. For those of you that want to join me on Wednesday, check it out at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. That's where we're going to have the registration page for Wednesday. We're getting started at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and I look forward to seeing you there. All right, my dear friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.